PFT Media. The Holocaust Museum announces new funding. A new mural has come to Orlando. This and more on The Daily City Show. The Downtown Holocaust Museum for Hope and Humanity project on the site of the former Chamber of Commerce building and adjacent Senator Beth Johnson Park in downtown Orlando is $10 million closer to its $35 million fundraising goal thanks to philanthropic gifts from donors, according to a recent announcement from the Holocaust Memorial Resource and Education Center of Florida. The museum is expected to become a major landmark destination for Orlando, draw 150,000 visitors annually, and contribute millions in economic impact to Central Florida. Exhibit spaces are being designed by the world-renowned firm of Ralph Applebaum Associates, creator of the galleries for the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. The planned 40,000-square-foot facility will include a permanent gallery, temporary exhibit space, staff offices, and more, allowing for an array of cultural and educational experiences. The architect for the project is award-winning local firm Hunt & Brady Architects. Major Holocaust museums can be found throughout the U.S. Plans are for the Holocaust Center to move from its current Maitland spot in 2023 to this new downtown location. The westbound I-4 on-ramp from Amelia Street is closing for approximately 18 months, beginning as soon as 10 p.m. Monday, March 4th. The long-term closure of the on-ramp is necessary for the construction of the new elevated westbound I-4 travel lanes through downtown Orlando. The detour route is to continue southbound on Huey Avenue and to enter westbound I-4 from the on-ramp at South Street. There was a major leak in the ceiling at a popular cupcake bakery called Bluebird Bake Shop, according to the company's Instagram recently. The locally owned business, located in the Audubon Park Garden District, is closed for an undetermined length of time while the repairs take place. We at the Daily City hope the repairs are swift and that Bluebird Bake Shop is back up and running soon, and will let everyone know when they're up and running again so we can all show them some love. There's a new mural on the site of Floyd's Barbershop in the Mills 50 District. The mural is a photorealistic painting of Freddie Mercury from the band Queen in a white tank top. The photo the painting is based on is cropped in tight, showing just the singer's face and armpit. The mural is a wonderful tribute to the late singer and a great addition to the city's mural collection. The artist is on Instagram at never1959. Postmodern Jukebox is coming to Orlando to perform a concert Saturday, April 27th at 6 at SeaWorld Orlando's Seven Seas Food Festival. The concert is included with a one-day ticket to SeaWorld. The food festival runs 11 till midnight. Guests can purchase either a 10 or 15-item sampling lanyard and enjoy a park-wide selection of food and drinks. The Seven Seas Food Festival runs weekends Friday through Sunday until May 5th. And finally, Orlando Flea, the large daytime indoor makers market event, is back. This very popular local-centric daytime shopping destination will contain 40 local and regional artisans, makers, and creatives selling locally designed posters, t-shirts, and pins, vintage clothing, jewelry, and more. The market will also feature lunch, desserts, and a full bar. Orlando Flea is Sunday, March 31st, 12 to 4 p.m. at Celine at 22 South Magnolia Avenue in downtown Orlando. For updates and details, follow Orlando Flea on Instagram at Orlando Flea. For more local Orlando news, you can find us on Instagram at The Daily City. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.